Any other questions for the applicant? Anyone up to making a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve it. The next door approved.
Got a motion to approve?
I'll second.
And Randy will second that. Any further discussion?
The one that was approved, the one next door, we just approved it, but the Board of Adjustment was over.
Correct. Any other comments? And the motion on the floor is to approve the application presented. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. For the record, I can't in good conscience put strangers in a house and get 6 foot of waters and floods that sometimes show up in hours. And I can't do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
The final vote was
5-1.
5-1, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Next we have Jana.
Jenna Hilt seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit allowing nightly rental use for single-family homes, future single-family homes, on 13 lots located in the Estates at Majestic Point subdivision, which is located at Majestic Circle and Kingsway Road, Branson. The final plat of Estates at Majestic Point was recorded on September 6, 2017, with 23 lots platted. Lots 4 and 5 in the Estates of Majestic Point have special use permits for nightly rental currently active at this time. The property will be served by Missouri American Water Company for water and the City of Branson Sewer for wastewater. The property surrounding the 13 lots are vacant and unoccupied residential lots. The project received a total score of 9 on the Western Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet.
So while Scott's bringing that up, is there anything, a quick overview you want to give? I know we don't have we saw your PowerPoint or presentation last time of the area that you walked us through. And you own the 13 lots,
mm-hmm.
Is that correct? And do you know how many lots are our total?
23. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think we do have the PowerPoint, right? If we want to go through it quickly, or I don't know. I know you guys have heard most of it before, but
I do have it up there. It's up the board.
I'm open to go through it quickly. I mean, we're pretty familiar with the area.
I can just kind of hit the highlights.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so tonight I just wanted to talk about what's included in the request, go over the buffer plan and the future home plan. And then also I've got the background in there and then hit the summary. So if you go to the first one, as far as what's included in the request, there are 13 lots. That's a 13 of total homes. That's one existing and 12 future. And you can see the lots listed there. They're numbered out in yellow. And those represent future homes, whereas the blue one represents an existing home. Then on the next slide, that's whenever we get into the buffer plan. So the way that I understand it is, even if the attached lots to this request has approved the nightly rentals, but they're not using it for that, then you still need a buffer there. So that means that all of the green lines, that represents where I need a buffer. So between 1 and 3, there's a very mature existing buffer there, so I've got check marks showing that that is a good buffer. And then on lot 15, which is down here on the corner, you see it's got the 3 check marks, and that requires a buffer on all 3 of those lines. And the folks, there is an existing mature trees and whatnot there, So that's taken care of. The only one that needs to be extended would be on lot 13, where the red X is. It's got mature greenery there on the top side, but I'd need to extend that down the lane there. So overall, pretty good buffer plan, and I'll take care of that between 13 and 14. Even though the person on 14 has approved it, the nightly rentals, I would still put the buffer there. Then on the next one, this gets into the future build plan and basically showing the future homes to be built. The only change on this, I still wanted to do the 12 future homes, and I wanted to do 3,600 square feet per unit, and that represents 1,800 square foot on the first floor as well as a basement. And it would be six bedrooms instead of the eight. And where I get that is three bedrooms on the main floor and then three bedrooms downstairs and then a sleeper sofa. And then five bathrooms. So that would be fewer parking spaces as well as a fewer max. And also I wanted to note that the build is in partnership with a reputable local brokerage firm and experienced local builder that is specialized in D3 construction in the Branson area. So going with both a real estate firm and a construction company that's used to doing this. Oh, I do have some of the blueprints of the houses to kind of give you an idea.
This one is a blueprint. I only have the one copy, so I can kind of show it to you all if that's okay. But this is the existing house that I have there. So, kind of a traditional type of home with the two dormers on top. And then as far as the interior space, we've got the two bedrooms on this side. And then you've got the family room here, and then this would be like a bedroom area there. That's the basement. And then this just kind of goes over the pitch dimensions. That's the main floor. Can I pass this around? And then the second one, so the terrain is different. It's hard to tell from an aerial view like this, but the terrain's really different. So that house would go. This is where the existing house is, and so a similar house, just a little bit of a change in it so it doesn't look identical, would go here, and here is the plan. And then this house would go here and here, and that's because the terrain kind of slopes down. And so on this house, this gives you an idea of what the front is. And I usually draw them out to scale, and then I give them to an architect because it's cheaper than any update. So this is what kind of the front will look like. It's got the two-car garage, and it also has an upstairs that would have the two bedrooms. And then on the main floor, it just has the garages here. You enter here. This is the big family kitchen dining area, and it has a bedroom and a bathroom here. You go upstairs, it would have the two bedrooms above it. So this is a three-bedroom model that would be in those two lots. And then the third one,
I don't want them all to look cookie cutter and the same, just really wanted to, you know, give it some appeal.
This one I'm super excited about. I actually worked with an architect from Big Cedar, and it's going to be a scaled down version of this, because this has quite a bit of them. But you have to get creative, because all of these lots right through here, all of these, it goes like this. So in the front of your house, it's also the back of your house, if that makes any sense. And so you have to have something that's appealing to the front as well as the back. So the plan here is, I know it's got some, you know, this deck, I would shorten that quite a bit to make it more cost efficient. But it has basically the one bedroom on the main floor, and then it has two bedrooms upstairs, and then put two bedrooms in the basement. And that's the Adirondack style is what I learned as far as what Big Cedar goes for. So I didn't even know that existed. Find something new.
So those are the three floor plans that plan to mix and match and in that subdivision. A couple of things I have. Go ahead to the next one here. So that's a future build. Then we get into the background. I think y'all are pretty familiar with that. Just shows that it's a commercial area. This is a zoomed out view. Then if you zoom into the next one, it kind of brings you in as far as the approvals. One thing that's changed since we met last is got another vote on a yes. And that is this house right here. And her name, I got it written down here. She recently bought the house, and she approved it. Gail Drummond at 186 Friendly Hills. So she's another yes. And then the next slide, it just zooms it in, or actually on this one, it talks about the subdivision covenants and restrictions approved, a D3 permit, and recorded the approval in 2018. Just like Scott said, you probably have a copy of that. And then two existing homes already have a D3 approval. One thing that's changed since we met, though, another thing other than the other approval, is that I've also worked with the Taney County Highway Department or Road Department, and I talked to Denzel Brown over there and gone through the process, and I was able to get the roads approved up to the subdivision, so they're going to take over maintenance of those roads, which is good news. And the request for the subdivision that these lots are in, is they tabled that because I don't have enough houses in there yet. So once I get additional houses, then I can bring it back in to them. And then on the last one, so it just, in summary, I'm recommending to approve the D3 permit for the 13 lots because the buffer plan meets the Taney County guidelines. The future home plans will meet the Taney County and subdivision requirements. And the future build is in partnership with a reputable local brokerage firm as well as an experienced builder in D3 construction. The future parking plan will meet the county requirements and the subdivision approved the D3. Majority of areas also conducive and currently operating under D3 of commercial. And then of course, the Taney County Road Commissioner approved taking over the road maintenance. So the infrastructure is there. It's in place as far as the roads as well as the utilities.
Okay, thanks. Do we have anyone in the audience opposed to the application? Anyone opposed? Anyone for to speak for the application? All right. So any direct questions for Jana? No questions, comments?
I want to know who lives in lot number 5.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3. That's me.
One occupied lot. That's you.
That's me. Yeah.
Okay. That explains. That answers itself then.
There you go.
Any other comments, questions?
No. Scott, I can get you a copy of these if you'd like.
Yep, that'd be good, and I'll put them in the file.
Okay.
You can mail them. Thanks.
All right.
Anyone be, if no further information, anyone open to making a motion for or against?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Randy has made a motion to approve. Do we have a second?
I'll second
that. And got a second from Dave. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed? So, Scott, that was unanimous.
Okay, thank you.
I like that Yay. Last house you showed me.
Did you?
That should look good on there.
I'm excited about that. Yeah, it was actually
a
big cedar architect that turned me on to Adirondack style. Who would have thought? But thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, next we have Gregory Lott, 479 Hummingbird Hills.
Gregory and Ingrid Lott are seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 special use permit allowing nightland rental use in the existing single-family home located at 479